Mr. Zalewski, Vice Chair, Senator DeBreeze, myself present. The first bill before us today is House Bill 485, relating to the powers and duties of guardians. Mr. Sun, Representative Sun, sponsor is here. Go right ahead, Representative Sun.
You want us to use these?
Yes, please.
Madam Chairman, House Bill 485 is relating to the powers and duties of guardians and basically changes a provision in the guardianship law that would provide for a guardian to be able to make a medical decision. And on the at the present, the easiest way to explain is at the present time, if a guardian who's appointed by a court to look over a ward is in a situation where the there's a medical finding that perhaps giving of heroic medical means and that to a person, I guess Sister Barbara from Ketchikan Hospital put it in the clearest terms to me, using a person who is suffering of acute kidney disease and maybe has 1 to 2 days left in their life, should we put that person to some heroic means to stave off a cardiac arrest and that means? If you are not a guardian, if it's me and my parents or whatever, I can make that decision, but if there's a guardian appointed, the guardian under the law now may not consent on the behalf of the ward at all under any normal, any case or circumstance. What this language does on page 1, line 18 through 26, is put the guardian into the middle position of saying that they can make a choice, and it basically puts the guardian in the position that the law puts guardians any, whether that the statute is the same as a parent to an unemancipated minor, that if the guardian would agree with the medical decision, they can say, I agree, we don't, and they'll withhold any heroic or life-saving medical under these, I think, very strict guidelines here given in the bill. And if they don't, they don't have to agree, but it kind of moves a position from never ever ever being able to say anything to the middle ground of having in a position to make a judgment yes or no, but only under the provisions where the guardian is made not required to oppose the cessation or withholding of life-saving medical procedures when those will only serve to prolong the dying process and offer no reasonable expectation of effecting a temporary or permanent cure or relief from illness or condition being treated, unless there's, the ward has clearly stated that the life-saving medical procedures not be withheld. It's kind of worded in the negative, and the issue has been clearly debated amongst all the hospital associations in the state, and of course the guardians and the Office of Public Advocacy, and this is the language that they have wanted and discussed. So with that, I will answer any questions. I think Mr. DeWitt's here on behalf of the Hospital Association for further testimony.
Are there questions on part of the committee? Senator DeBreeze.
Representative Sun, is it your understanding that the proposed amendment that we have from the position paper on from the public the Office of Public Advocacy that is the same as your proposed language?
Answer is yes.
Other questions? Thank you very much, Dennis DeWitt.
Madam Chairman, I'm Dennis DeWitt. I'm Executive Director of the Health Association of Alaska. We support the bill, and I'm here to answer any questions the committee might have.
Other questions on part of any member of the committee?
You were the one that provided the answer for Representative Sun. It's very confusing, I think, like Representative Sun said, you have double negatives, and so it gets confusing. But the language is, it seems like it's much more concise than what the proposed amendment is. Is that right?
Madam Chairman, Senator DeBreeze, the issue that was looked at by the council was, should it be in the positive or should it be in the negative? Mm-hmm. They recommended that it be in the negative. There were some other phrases added by the House HES Committee and House Judiciary Committee, that debate that Representative Sun alluded to, but clearly, the approach that was recommended is the one that has been taken.
Thank you.
Are there further questions?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wanted to be heard on this legislation?
Yeah.
What is the pleasure of the committee?
Member.
Senator
Barbara.
Yes. accept the surgery.
Would you accept a motion?
Yes, to move.
I move HB 485 with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so be it. We'll go now, please, to Senate Bill 466. That extends the termination date of the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. It extends it for the 4 years, which is a recommendation of Sunset Audit. And with that, we'll go to Pat Sirock, who is the Executive Director of ADC Board by telephone in Anchorage. Go right ahead, Pat.
Good afternoon, Dr. Kirkamp and members of the committee. First of all, let me thank you very much for extending or allowing me to appear with you today. My name is Patrick Sirock, Director of the Alcohol and Beverage Control Board, and as the chairman mentioned, this legislation is the result of, I believe, I've almost lost count now, the fifth legislative audit since 1977 that I've been involved with. I understand your time is short, so I will keep my remarks brief, only to say that there is an identical bill, House Bill 550, in the House at the present time. I believe all of the items mentioned in the legislative audit report have been addressed. The fiscal note for the bill is in the form of our FY87 budget that is submitted by the governor, and I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions you may have about the report.
Are there questions on behalf of a member? Joe?
Pat, this is Joe Josephson. You know, we had submitted a bill regarding the composition of the board, and we had discussions with the governor and Commissioner Nordale, and then recently she wrote a letter, which I don't have in front of me, indicating how that might be done. It is not the original language which you and I discussed regarding the director of alcoholism and drug abuse being a member. Are you aware of her letter to me?
I believe I saw it about a week ago, sir.
Does the board have any comment with regard to that? And I asked particularly with the question of whether you might see it appropriate as a way of combining the two concepts into one.
Madam Chairman, I don't know if I understand two concepts.
Well, I'm speaking about the simple extension and provision for membership that was in Mary's letter to me.
Oh, you mean extension of the board with or consideration of a increase in membership of the board?
That's correct.
I don't know, Senator Josephson. I think when we talked about it before the committee last year, there was some comment, and I only raised this as concern as to whether or not there's any necessity to pursue the other aspect of a group of people identified for addressing alcohol problems, and that was the Interdepartmental Coordinating Committee, was discussed briefly last year. Commissioner Nordale's letter has not been distributed to the board. I was going to present that or give them a copy of it at the meeting down in June next week. I guess the board has said, generally, other than the discussion that we had had with you last year while we were stranded in Sitka, that I think that's probably a policy area, and the board, their question, I guess I could phrase in the form of, if there is to be any substantive conclusions reached by other participants, increased number of participants on the board, then they probably would have a better appreciation of that. I know there's a fiscal note also on this bill, and there's a companion bill also in the House, I believe it's House Bill 549. I don't know if that addresses your question, Senator Josephson, directly. It's certainly general, but I think basically it's a policy thing that we got into last year. But then, to my knowledge, I don't think there has ever been a meeting of the Interdepartmental Coordinating Committee. Maybe that's moved, or it should be appealed. I don't know if there's to be anything meaningfully
established
from that. Okay, thank
you very
much, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions,
Joe? No, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any questions on any member of the committee?
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask just that one question.
Go right ahead.
On the fiscal, this is Senator DeVries, On the fiscal note, is this, because the board's being extended, so it's the operations for each one of the years, or is this in addition to your current budget because of the audit?
Madam Chairman, Senator DeVries, the fiscal note is the proposed FY87 budget. It's not in addition to the regular budget at all.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anyone else that wishes to be heard on this? And the, what is your pleasure? Is there a motion for moving bills?
Madam Chair, also moved with the individual recommendation. Madam Chair, also moved with the individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Are there objections? So be it. We made the committee in time for session. Is there anything else come before the committee before we adjourn? Committee's adjourned. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.